plus a lot of brain scans and bone samples. Shh, not facing Dad, Ryan. You read me?
Sure. But not yet, you figure?
Not yet. Not until got the experiments done. But won't be long, Ryan.
No. See you later. Any news, tell us. Any real problem, then get out and run for it. Best advice I can give you, kid.
When you gonna move?
Soon. Ryan held up three fingers, showing not today, not tomorrow, but maybe the day after. As he closed the door and walked past the sec man, Ryan realized how much he was coming to dislike the Wizard Island Complex for Scientific Advancement. Lori stayed in the dormitory all day, nursing her stomach illness. Christy stayed with her for some of the time. At one point, though, she went back to the library on her own, but this time the sec door was securely closed. JB completed his working plan of the redoubt, putting in all the blind corners and potential danger spots, marking elevators, and filling in where he knew. But when he showed his completed plan to Ryan that evening, there were huge blank areas he'd marked only as research.
What do they do there?
I just can't figure it out. They got what I guess is around 7/8 of the place out of our sight. If they're doing weapons research, then they could be building missiles to the sun for all we know.
Dr. Tardy appeared around early B in green. Her whole diminutive body reflected her anger.
Your colleague and leader, Dr. Tanner, has caused disgrace here.
How? What's he done?
Lori heard this and came running out. She was on the edge of tears.
Where is he? How is he? Is he all right? Tell me!
Terminate noise. For the first occasion in 70 years, there has been an incident of a person being drunk here.
Drunk? Doc?
Yes. And with poor Dr. Avian, who is diminished health-wise.
How come?
He is being brought here now. His stomach has been pumped in the medic wing, and he will recover.
Sorry about that.
Finnegan, who'd spent most of the day sleeping on his bunk, appeared bleary-eyed in the doorway, grinning as he caught on to what had happened.
Fucking good for the old man.
I'm amused! Our projects here are finally balanced, near to fruition. In the next 6 or 7 daily periods, we shall be ready to test several of our... That's enough. Our efforts for the peace of the world are nearly done. Soon, we can go up to the place beyond to claim our reward in the world we will have reshaped for Central.
Behind the thick lenses of her glasses, her eyes glittered and danced. A film of frothy spittle dangled from her coarse lips, running over her chin among the warts. Behind her, off down the main corridor from the center of Wizard Island, they suddenly heard the raucous sound of someone singing.
See her on the bridge at midnight, throwing snowballs at the moon. She said, Jack, I've never...
In Central's name, shut him up! He will ruin our concentration! And as for poor Dr. Avian...
Tardy spun on her heel and waddled away from them, passing Doc Tanner at the corner of the passage. He was being supported by two stumbling sec men. His long arms drooped over their shoulders as if he were a dying scarecrow. His long jaw fell, and his eyes squinted at the scientist.
Good morrow to you, mistress, whatever your fucking name. Pax vobiscum. May you... Greetings, Mr. Connor. My dear, dear friends. Mistress Lori, my felicitations to you above all.
Ryan and Finn took him from the two sec muties, who stood there staring blankly, as if their orders hadn't gone any farther. They were still there when JB shut the door on them.
Get me to bed. Had a little drink about an hour ago, and it went right to my head.
Doc locked his bony fingers in the top of Ryan's coveralls, pulling the one-eyed man's head down. There was the smell of vomit and the stench of raw alcohol. But when Ryan looked, Doc's eyes were as clear as limpid pools, and his whisper showed no signs of inebriation.
Ryan, know all about Project Eurydice. I mean all about it.
Yeah?
Think of your worst nightmare.
Hoisted up by Finnegan, JB found it easy to short out the vid camera and sound mics in half of the dormitory. There were so many pieces of equipment malfunctioning in the Wizard Island complex that there seemed little risk of any of the scientists becoming at all suspicious. and it gave Doc Tanner the chance to tell them all what he'd found during the day.
I encountered that halting fellow with the plasteel fingers. The one who can hardly stammer through his voice box.
Avian.
Well, yes. We became quite amiable toward each other. One scientist to another. He showed me part of his lab. Near soiling himself in case any of the others found out. Had some pure alcohol. Showed him how to dilute it, then mix it with some of that good spring water they've got here. I fear I have imbibed a little too... I must...
He pushed them aside and tottered off into the washroom. Lori went to follow him, but Ryan shook his head.
Leave him be, girl. Best thing when you feel like that, with your mouth like a sticky crotch.
Doc reappeared, looking rather jauntier. His cheeks were almost purple as he fought for breath. Eventually, he managed to straighten.
Upon my soul, I am getting too old for this sort of taradiddle. I shall eschew all alcohol, I swear it.
Tell us what you found, Doc.
Indeed, I will. Dr. Avian and I shared a beverage or two. His capacity was markedly less than my own. After a beaker or two, or three or four, I disremember me how many. Well, he stammered out the whole filthy, despicable tale of Wizard's Island. Should be called Devil's Island. How it started, how it's gone on, what they do, what they've done, and what they will be doing within the next week. We have arrived at what Dr. Avian called a nodal point in the life of the complex. The past 100 years have been research and rehearsal for the next week. And we, ladies and gentlemen, are here, and we must stop it. There can be no argument. We must stop it.
For a century, Doc Tanner told them, the scientists had stuck to their chosen path with a crazed religious fervor. As a generation died, the flame burned more brightly. As they bred and interbred, the streak of genetic madness grew broader until all sanity was lost forever. All that mattered to them was research for Central. And now Doc had found out just where that research was being aimed. Very simple, bigger and better methods of total genocide. Ways of wiping the last pitiful survivors of the planet from their fingernail hold on a form of life. As though the slaughter of the long chilling of 2001 hadn't been enough, the scientists of WICSA wanted more. Doc spoke for a long while, his voice pitched low, drawing the others into the nightmare world he'd accidentally stumbled upon. Once he asked Finn to bring him a glass of water for his dry throat. The rest of the time, he just talked. The scientists operated largely by committee. With their ranks thinning, and with any sense of balance gone forever, they decided some months ago to test launch all their new babies into the unknown world beyond the lake. And their arsenal contained all manner of horrific weapons. Some old-fashioned and conventional, some chemical, some biological, and some post-nuclear in design. Doc told them that the scientists had perfected a particle beam missile linked to a railgun employing kinetic energy bullets, a missile system fully integrated using pulsed laser beam writing and a multifunctional infrared coherent optical scanner. The complex was protected from the results of its own toys. Even a high-powered electromagnetic pulse that would knock out all conventional electronics and computers wouldn't touch the deeply buried Wizard Island complex. The scientists were also producing grossly malignant strains of germ culture that could be disseminated by low-yield missiles and used on a fire-and-forget premise. Doc talked about the old Russian-initiated chemical agents, how the scientists had taken them and made them more foul.
The dirty missiles were specifically designed to produce the most fatalities and the highest incidence of terminal cancer in survivors. Hundreds of millisieverts pouring out across the ravaged deathlands. I am not in the least bit surprised they've developed a successful railgun. Parallel conducting rails, linked to a direct current. Sliding armature between them that completes the circuit. Plasma arc materials were always best. Current on. Down one rail and through the armature, up the other rail. Acceleration is produced by the Lorentz force. Put the projectile in front of the armature, and it goes with it.
How fast?
It is between 50 and 100 kilometers per second.
Come on, Doc. That's around 350,000 kilometers an hour. Nothing goes that fast.
The railgun does.
He also told them what Dr. Evian had stammered out to him about some of their German drug research. Most of their testing had been on their own breeding stock of muties. One drug, based on an animal anesthetic, had made the victims begin to devour their own bodies. They'd start with their fingers, then pluck their own eyes from the sockets and tear strips of flesh from their own chests and stomachs. Ryan asked Doc why he wasn't surprised about the success of the scientists with projects like the railgun.
They have built on foundations established before the Long Chill. Way back over 100 years ago, around 1986, the people hereabouts spent $100 million on railguns.
The catalog of megadeth and horror went on, voiced in Doc's calm, well-rounded tones. Things that would travel in the air, some in the water, some that would come with fire and noise, some that would come with silent invisibility to coat the skins and eyes of sleeping innocents. The products of 100 years of the most concentrated work by the scientists for their beloved Project Eurydice, for the central they worshipped, blind to the fact that it no longer existed.
And they aim to release all this? Soon?
Next week, that is their plan.
We'll stop them, won't we, Doc?
Indeed we will. Light of my life, fire of my loins, sweetness of my heart.
Laurie smiled and blushed. Finn stood up and stretched, his muscles locked from kneeling on the floor by the old man's bunk bed for too long.
Just how the fuck do we stop him, Doc?
Kindly allow me to make myself quite clear, ladies and gentlemen. From the drunken mumblings of poor Dr. Avian, who is madder than the craziest of hatters, I have no doubt whatsoever that within the week, Dr. Tardy and her comrades will have put their toys out to play. The result will be the end, within less than 6 months, of all life, not only in the Deathlands, but throughout the planet.
You mean people, Doc?
I mean life, animal and vegetable. There will not even be a speck of bacteria. Earth will be utterly, eternally barren. And that must not happen, even if our own poor lives are pawns in the great game.
Ryan glanced at the armorer.
What do you think, JB? Can we take this place out? It's the strongest redoubt I ever saw.
May just be the weakest as well.
How, when, and where? That's what the traitor used to say about making a war plan. Not much else matters.
When is the easiest. Has to be in the next couple of days. We have to spring the kid first.
Sure, JB, sure. And where couldn't be simpler. Here. Problem linked to that is how the flying fuck we get out of here after we've done it.
Got to blow her up. Set charges and get out. The way that stammering sot put it, there's enough stuff down here to blow the planet in half. Most is fission, so we won't trigger it in a fire or explosion.
This place is fucking deep enough to bury anything, isn't it?
Sure. Only problem is, you know this used to be an old volcano, Mount Mazama. When it went up, it left Crater Lake. These scientists, oh, I hate that word now, they've dug so deep they must be damnably close to tapping into the old magma chamber under the caldera. Big bang down here and the force hasn't anywhere to go. Except down, maybe.
Mountain might go bang.
As usual, my dearest Glory, in your simple way, you have placed your cunning digit upon the core of the question. It might indeed go bang, as you put it.
Doc fell asleep shortly afterward, with Laurie at his side. The other four went to another part of the dormitory to formulate a plan that would enable them to overcome 40 or so heavily armed Muti guards and destroy the most sophisticated weapons complex in the history of civilization. It took them all of 20 minutes. Finnegan was the most confident.
Those fucking toy blasters they have. Blasters! Couldn't blast their way through a gaudy house blanket.
They must work some of the time, Finn.
1 in 100, that's all. You won't get better fucking odds in any firefight, I'll tell you. Easy as hitting a fucking war wag with a Sharps 50.
Hope you're right. You're too big a target, Finn. That's your trouble.
Ryan glanced at the big cron on the wall.
Look, it'll soon be in the red. Let's get some sleep.